Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and as you know, this is one of my favorite times of the week when I can come here and we can touch one another and share with one another, and I'm just delighted to do that, and I hope you're delighted to be out there listening to this. And so what we're going to do tonight, dear friends, call in, and we will do a mini reading for you of a past lifetime. And I'd like to take one moment and tell you how I do this. First of all, I go by your voice. I hear your voice, and I travel that voice back to your body. And when I get to your body, I see a cloud around your body. And I will either see that past lifetime in that cloud, or my higher self tells me. Many times my higher self tells me. And like right now, I'm getting impressions of people who are listening, and I'm getting impressions of their past lifetimes. So give me a call. We're ready and we're waiting for you. I don't think anybody is on the line right now calling in. So we'll talk about another topic, waiting for your calls. Something that I looked at that I found very interesting today, and I have found it interesting in the past, and that is the Christmas star. I know this is not Christmas yet, but many times we hear these stories and we wonder if there is truth in it. And at that particular time, there was conjunctions of several planets, and it shone brightly in the sky. And it was that was what was behind the Christmas star. And if that is something that you're interested in, there's a lot of that answers to that on the internet. All you've got to do is do a search for the Christmas star, and there are some interesting articles from planetarians, from a particular gentleman that has done a lot of research on the Christmas star. I have found it very interesting. Thank you. And Emily from Washington is on the line. Hello, Emily.
Hello, I'm so happy to talk to you. I've listened to you for quite a couple of years, and so to have a connection is wonderful.
It certainly is, Emily. A couple of years you've been out there listening to me, huh?
Yes, indeed.
So if you've been out there for a couple of years listening to me, what prompted you to call me today?
The fact that you were giving past, I had not known that you were still having your show for a while, so it's been a gap of about a year, and
wow.
So I didn't know that you were doing these readings, and so I have been a past life therapist and done a lot of work with other people and with myself, but I haven't done any for about 10 years now, so it would be very exciting to have you find a past life that was most important for me now.
Well, what's interesting is all these things that have happened in our past lifetimes are of interest in this lifetime. And I'll give you some clues, some things. For instance, if you have a friend or an acquaintance or a spouse where there is not that connection that you want to have with them, a past life is involved that needs healing. And once you become aware of that and you heal it, it's amazing how that conflict drops away. So that is one sense of what can happen. Also, if you're planning a trip and there's a particular country that you want to go to that it holds a great appeal to you and you've never been there before, there is a possibility that you had a past lifetime there that is calling you, because what happens is it generates memories. And the soul works in this fashion because In these memories, there are gifts. We have skills that we have momentarily forgotten. So when you have a past life reading with me and your soul takes you to that past lifetime, you literally take your feet and step into that lifetime and you experience it. And it is so remarkable. I told this story once before, how this individual thought that she had questioned whether she had a lifetime with Yeshua. And we did this reading for her and we called forth Yeshua. And she did. She had a past life. She lived on earth at the time when Yeshua lived. And he put his hand on her shoulder and she looked into his face. And it was quite a moving experience. So these past life situations are fascinating from a lot of standpoints. But what I'm seeing with you, you know, all of us, we've had fingers of consciousness that have been sent to earth from our monad. And we have a lot of experiences. And it's one of the reasons that we're here on earth is to gather experiences. I mean, sometimes these experiences that we're involved with, it's not always something that's pleasant that we want to go through, but it happens and we have to find a way to go through that. And I followed your voice. Now, I saw this before with another individual. And I see you as a Roman soldier. You were not one of those soldiers that fought, but rather, you're holding what looks like a plumb bob in your hand. And what they did is they used simple tools to build straight roads. If you know anything at all about Roman culture, you know that they built these roads that were very straight so that several soldiers can march shoulder to shoulder over long distances. And so that's one lifetime that I picked up from you, though there are many. And if you want to participate more, become more involved with this, you can go to my website at carolynevers.com, and on the left-hand side, you can order a personal reading if that sounds like it would be something that would appeal to you. I can tell you that people have written me many letters how it has opened up new skills for them, new awarenesses. So I hope this was helpful to you. And the work that you have done, have you been aware of that lifetime?
No, I hadn't. But I know that I've had lots of lifetimes. And so was there a certain reason why that particular one came up?
There usually are reasons. And one of the reasons why that one came up is because of your discipline. Do you find yourself a disciplined person?
Not really. in some ways, yes, but I don't really, I wouldn't use that to describe me. I'm more of a, I think, a gypsy kind of a girl.
You follow the rules.
If I have to, yes. Yes, I have.
If you
I
have to.
I have a sense of rightness about, you know, what I feel is right for myself. I do that.
You do. Know, and they're disciplines that you've learned from the past, dear one. And so we have Viva on the line. Viva, good evening to you, sweetheart. Viva? I'm not sure if that was line one. Okay, Viva, apparently you left the line, and if you call back, we'll be willing to talk to you because we would like to give you a little mini reading. And so we have space right now. We have a clear line, so call in. Getting back to that story about the Christmas star and the conjunction, if that is of any interest to you, go on the internet and look up the story because it's quite interesting. It also gives some background information as to who the three kings were and why they were called the Magi and how they studied the stars and the constellations. And when they saw that conjunction in the sky, they realized what an important message that was. So, my friends, oh, Vivo, you're back. Hi, Vivo, on line
yes,
one.
Carolyn, I'm sorry. I'm glad you can hear me now. We spoke last night after your beautiful call.
You enjoyed that.
I'm sorry, I loved it. I cannot describe it, the words where I'm, it was, I think, one of the most beautiful ones that I've listened to you in so many years. But at the end, when I was talking with Richard, he mentioned to me that there were some aspects in me that were afraid. And I'm really not conscious of it, but for the others, not for me. Is there any way you could check a little for me to see if we find out why?
Check what? What's the question, Viva?
What life is causing me to be afraid for the others more than for me, especially with my sons and...
You feel afraid?
That I don't really feel it for me, feel it for the others. So more.
Who's
for
the other one that you feel this for?
My sons and their family and in general, you know, with all these situations, I feel sorry and afraid for what people are going to go through. So,
well,
we
have a certain core group of souls that we journey with, and they are usually related to us as family members or outline like grandparents or cousins. And we move about and take the place of different relationships, but we are bound up in them. And you don't have to be afraid of your son because the challenges that he faced in the past, he will not be facing this lifetime. So let's take a moment and breathe into that. Breathe the love. You have a great deal of love for him, so bring forth that love energy from the heart and send it this way. Yeah, know that this is healed. He's not going to face that same challenge in the past lifetime where he died at a tender age. He will be with you for a long time, Vivas. Don't worry about it. And every time you feel this fear... Every time you feel this fear rise, send love to him and to yourself. You know how to go into the heart center, don't you?
Yes, but these are not children. These are men. My sons are old already. You know, they're on their own.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what age the child is. They're always your child.
Oh, yeah. Babies all the time. Yes, I can go to my heart center, and I usually send them love or every day, you know, more than once.
Yeah, that, and send it to yourself. How many children do you have, Viva?
Three. I'm sorry.
Is it just this one that you feel anxious about?
No, and it's not no, depending on the situation, but in general, I want them to be good or whatever is happening. It just concerns me that they're going to go through a fight. If it's their time, it's their time, you know, like we spoke, and mine too. But
relax.
I don't know how to tell you that. It's that I think, oh, my God, they're going to, you know, have an accident or go into an earthquake. Okay, that moment of panic that they might have is what worries me. But I know I cannot stop that, you know, with no way.
No, you can't, Viva, but relax. Send him love. Send yourself love. And be confident in the universe that everything will be provided to you that you need to get through the good times and get through times that aren't so good. Viva, you're a beautiful soul. You've been with us many times, working with us on our conference calls. And I would like to mention that to the audience about our conference calls that we have. They are beautiful, aren't they, Viva?
Oh, they're unique, and I'm so glad that we're going to continue, because I think it's what we have to do right now. But do you see any lifetime that could be affecting me more? Because I'm usually very relaxed and within, and I don't worry about myself. I know that whatever it is, and we're all going through a lot of things together. Thank God for you and Richard being there.
Have faith in the fact that things aren't going to be like they were in that other lifetime when he died as a young person. He's past all of that. Look at his age. Anytime you feel this anxiety, think about his age and how long he has been with you. Mm-hmm. I see him as an infant that you were holding in your arms. You love him and the other children a lot. He will be fine, Viva. Be relaxed.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
And well, breathe into this anxiety of yours. And when you meditate, and I know that you meditate, ask your higher self to work with you on this anxiety. It's not good for you to be so anxious over these things. But you know that, don't you?
And I handle it, and then I forget, and something triggers it. But I've grown into it, and I've learned a lot through these years. And it's just that the situation in general is not good for anybody, but it also concerns me and so many other people, but I can't do anything, you know, that's for sure. So, but you don't
just think about this, Viva. Sweetheart, all these other people have a soul.
Yeah.
And they have a God. And they are being taken care of. And what is being presented to them is the lessons that help them grow. Allow all of this in God's hands and in the universe hands, knowing that everyone is loved and are taken care of, and that the right thing will come into their lives that help them to grow. You know, that's what this earth experience is all about, for us to go through all these experiences and to grow and to be strong and to help other people also. And you're just the person who is so willing to help other people. You offer a lot of prayers to help other people. Continue with that. You're a powerful being, Viva.
Yeah.
But I think you know that.
Yes, I know that. And that's what stops me when I start to go into, you know, the voices. And I said, no, stop. I'm a powerful being. I don't need to do that. And everything is all right, you know. But Richard's advice last night kind of triggered a question in me. And I thought that since you're so kind and beautiful, maybe you could see if there is a life of my past that is affecting me more. Because I thought I had gotten rid of this, but evidently I haven't.
Well, what has brought this back? You said you thought you got rid of it. What has brought this back? What's bringing back this anxiety?
All these, first, they're very far away from me, and I know what they've gone through in their lives. Pretty much we're very close, but they don't live with me. They're all far away. My younger son is here next to me, and he's moving away too, so... it's kind of the distance, I guess, makes things harder. Yeah, and the lack of communication, because, of course, they don't know who we are and what we do. It's a question that they will not understand yet. So I guess that's what triggers it, you know. I feel kind of helpless when I'm away because I can't say anything.
You don't have to be away. You can do such things on the Internet as working with FaceTime with them.
Yeah. No, I do. We talk and we're kind of
work
physically,
with Skype.
I mean, physically.
But the thing is, you can look at each other. You know, you can work with FaceTime and the two of you can see each other.
Oh, yeah. We use Skype all the time.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. Yeah. Skype is good also. Just relax. Are you are meditating, aren't you?
Yes, I do. I do, many times, in my own way, but I'm always in contact with my higher self, and I'm on it.
That's beautiful.
And, And
very important.
Yes, and I asked for assistance and guidance.
Very important.
And so I don't feel lonely or alone. I just once, since you have this beautiful ability, if there was anything in special that I can learn to stop it and just relax, you know, or once you
that's,
know things.
That's all you need to do. Relax, sweetheart. Everything is in God's hands and in the universe. In the hands of the universe. Yes. You'll be just fine, and so will your family.
Yes.
Intention is a very powerful motivating force in our lives. We don't use it enough. And I think when we get up in the morning, it's a good idea to plan the day intention-wise. You know, we get up, we think about work and breakfast, the meals, but it's a good idea also to place some intentions as to what you intend to do that day other than your work day.
Viva,
you're beautiful, sweetheart.
I'm sorry?
I said you're beautiful.
Yes, yes, I know. We're all beautiful. We're all powerful and we love each other. And you asked me about my wings. Last night I kind of went in my sleep time and I polished them.
That's beautiful.
Okay.
So I think we have a donate button on the website. And if any of you wish to donate to help support our work, we would appreciate any amount would be appreciated.
Well.
And we thank you for that.
Okay. Yes, I know.
Thank you,
okay,
Viva.
Caroline, so you might have somebody else. And thank you so much. It's so wonderful to hear you and to be able to.
My pleasure, darling.
And please take care of yourself, too. And you know we love you endlessly.
I will do that.
And our love has no end, so.
Thank you, darling.
Until very soon, okay? Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye
thank
for
you.
Now. Was there someone else? What Viva was talking about was conference calls that we do. And it's really wonderful. We come together as a group. And if you're interested in that, you can go to the 2010countdown.com website and look on there under conference calls, because we have quite a few people that get on the line at one time, and we usually work with a being such as Archangel Michael or Lord Metatron, and we go through a message of the day. And we work with a meditation together. And the meditations are beautiful. And that's what Viva was talking about. So that might be something that would be of interest to you. Richard works with us on those conference calls. And people get a lot of information from them. Confidence and joy. So I don't think we have someone on the line just yet. It's not Christmas time, but I feel so drawn to talk about the Christmas star and the conjunction that was involved in bringing forth the bright light. And as I said, it's on the internet. If you just do a search for the Christmas star, it talks all about the conjunction of the planets, it was where the Magi came from and how they studied the stars and why they thought that conjunction was so powerful, because it was in the house of Pisces, which to them reminded them of a king. So the house of Pisces to them was the announcement of a king. So did I hear another person come online? Thank you, dear. So we're talking about past lifetimes, and our monad is in the center of the cosmos, and it sends forth fingers of consciousness to Earth. And that is us as individuals. And usually there is a mission that is assigned to us in some fashion that we not only is assigned to them, but we have agreed to do. And sometimes it is just meant to bring forth some beautiful children into the world and to train them and to teach them to live lives that are fulfilling. You know, being a parent is a very fulfilling, I don't want to call it a job, vocation maybe is a better word to use for it, to guide our children and to put them on the road of knowledge and great happiness. This is a world today of a lot of distractions, and it's not such an easy job to bring children through with all the tools that they need. And getting to this idea of tools that we need, when you order one of these key past life readings, and you can go to the website at carolynevers.com, and on the left side there is a button where you can order one. You get the tools from that past lifetime. You literally step into that lifetime and you converse with that particular individual from that lifetime. And many times they work with you in this lifetime. So you bring back individuals that are from your monad that lived here in the past in these lifetimes and bring a lot of information, because what they have done from the time that they crossed over to the other side, they investigated things that were of interest to them. For instance, some of them observe the star nurseries. I've heard souls talk about the star nurseries. They actually have advanced beings that give lectures on the other side of topics that you're interested in. So if the star nurseries are of interest to you on the other side, you can go to lectures about it, and they'll actually take this individual to the star nurseries so you can actually observe them. There's so much to learn while we are on Earth, and when we have crossed over, it's a learning process all along. And we have individuals from Sirius, that the star system Sirius, that help guide humanity, that are very busy working today. We don't often think about souls on other planets or other star systems, but they are. And if you just think of it logically, all of the stars that are in the sky, all of the planets, we're not the only ones that are on this particular planet. There's many souls, many beings on the different star systems and different planets. And so life is in its abundance. There is so much abundance with life and the paths that we can choose. So my friends, if you are listening and you'd like to have a mini reading about one of your lifetimes, do give me a call. We'll be glad to take care of that for you. And if you're so inclined, use our donate button. All of your support is very useful. And if you're interested in joining our conference calls, we have maybe 40 or 50 people who are on the conference calls who come together and receive a message from one of the masters and have a meditation that pertain to that particular event. And you can connect with that information on the 2010 countdown.com page. So either way that you want to go, we're here listening to you. Actually, we have maybe 25 minutes left for this show tonight, and we haven't had many people calling in asking for their mini reading. So do call in, because we're willing to work with you on that. Or if you're out there and you've had a reading like this, call in and tell us what it meant to you. Either way, your other friends who are listening to this would be glad to hear about it also. Or if you haven't had a reading, but maybe an experience somehow with our conference calls, and you want to call in like Viva did and talk about what that was like, feel free to give me a call so you can tell others of your experience. I have to say, our last conference call that we did was very beautiful. I think it was Archangel Michael that we worked with on that particular call. And it was a wonderful message and meditation that we had done. So if none of these topics are of interest to you right now, just call in and talk to us about any topic that is of importance to you. Maybe since Mother's Day is not so far off, you want to talk about that. We have Lucia from Georgia. Lucia, what can we do for you, dear?
Whatever you think is appropriate. I'm new to this, and I got your name, and I've been recommended to talk to you, and I don't know who
recommended that you talk to me. A friend?
No. Yes. A friend who has high regards for you.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yes. And she said, well, call and see what Carolyn has to say about you.
One of the things that we were doing was telling people about a past lifetime that they had been involved with that affects this particular lifetime. Actually, all of our past lifetimes affect this particular lifetime. And so perhaps that's what you want me to do for you?
Yes, ma'am. That's exactly what was mentioned to me.
Oh, that's what they talked to you about. Okay.
Yes. To see how my past life affects, you know, what I'm going through this day.
What are you going through this day that's challenging you?
A lot of things that are happening, changes in life that I'm trying to undertake and trying
is
to
it a fa- is it a family relationship?
Let's say work and heart.
Work and heart, did you say? Heart?
Work, professionally and sentimentally, emotionally.
Oh, so what do you do professionally?
Well, professionally, I am an educator.
Ah, and you're a teacher in the school?
Yes, ma'am.
Why is that challenging to you?
It's challenging to me because I was actually an administrator for 10 years, and I retired a couple of years ago, and the retirement happened because of politics and injustice, and one thing I cannot handle is injustice. And, of course, you know, it came to the point where I had to make a choice, and so I chose to retire. And I feel that that has become an impediment to my professional life, because I really, with the experience that I have, I feel like I should be much further than what I am. So I'm curious to know.
It's a real challenge to you because you feel like you've been treated unjustly.
Yes.
And justice is a very important thing to you. I see you as, in a past lifetime as a judge, you sat on the bench.
Okay. Can you repeat it? You see me what?
As a judge in a past lifetime, you sat on the bench as a judge.
Okay.
Take a moment, close your eyes, and see yourself in the robes of a judge. You might get a connection, a feeling with that lifetime. You were very successful as a judge. And you always try to do the right thing by the law and by the individuals that you were judging. So close your eyes. Do you get that sense of being in those robes?
Yes, I do.
I think if you would do that occasionally when you meditate, perhaps when you go to sleep at night, you've got the picture. See yourself sitting with those robes, sitting on the bench as a judge, and then pay attention to your dreams. Get a dream journal and enter those dreams in your dream journal. There's something there that needs to be healed. You see, what you went through when you lost your position has really shaken you to the core because you feel that you've been treated unjustly. And you gave out justice as a judge. And to be treated the way you have been treated is very difficult for you right now. It needs to be healed. And you can do this. You can heal this sense of injustice. And it seems to me like it's very important for you to heal that right now. Are you willing to do that?
Yes, I am.
That's
can you
good.
Guide me on it?
Can I guide you on it? How do you want me to guide you on that?
Okay, I guess you told me to meditate before I go to sleep, and when I dream, take notes to see what is it that I need to do to heal, correct?
That's correct. You see, your higher self wants you to heal. There's healing that needs to be done there. You feel this sense of loss, this injury, because you have been treated unjustly. And you're having a hard time getting over that. But you can heal that. Your higher self wants you to heal because it's acting as a stumbling block for you right now. And it's important for you to heal that so that you can go on. You have a lot of skills. Are you aware of that, all the skills that you have?
Yes. Everybody tells me.
Because you can use those skills to start another profession now. You might say you've been closed out of your previous profession, but when a door is closed, there's always a window that opens. And you can start a new profession with this. And if you want to work with me, if you're having a hard time working with that, and you want to work with me on it, order one of those past lifetime things by going to carolynevers.com, and there's a button there to order a past life session, and tell me that you want to heal this, work with you to heal this particular issue, and I will be glad to do that.
Okay. Okay, very good. Wonderful. Wow.
But you do want to go forward. I mean, I really sense this, that you want all of this old baggage to be cleared out and be on your way on some new endeavors, using your skills for other things. Remember, a door is never closed where a window is not opened.
Mm-hmm. Now, the judge past life is recent? Was it recent?
Well, I don't know that you could say it was recent. It was in the United States, so it occurred after the Constitution was written and when the states was formed into this nation. So it happened after that. So, but it's not recent, like within the last few years, but it did happen after the Constitution was written.
Okay.
Matter of fact, think about the Constitution. As the judge, you had a great love and respect for the Constitution. Matter of fact, you might want to go on the internet and pull off a copy of the Constitution and read it. It would be a good reminder of what you were working for, what you felt was the justice. And see, in today's world, there's a lot of things that we feel are unjust. It's one of the things that people are having difficulty with, living with the injustice in the world when they have ideas of what justice should mean.
Yeah.
Anyway, dear one, you'll get through this. And if you want me to work with you and help you further, I'll be glad to.
Okay, very good. Well, I have your information. I know how to go on your webpage and, you know, continue the communication. I appreciate it.
And you're welcome, dear. And that's carolynevers.com.
Okay, yeah, I have it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good talking very to good. You, dear.
Well, good talking to you, too, and may you be blessed.
And may you be blessed, and I send you my love also.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
We don't have another caller right now, but I would like to pick up one of the threads that we discussed with the last caller about injustice, what we expect to receive in the world, and what we actually experience is not always in our liking. And sometimes that's a real stumbling block to work our way through, especially if we have a high sense of what justice is and we're felt like we haven't been treated justly in the workplace or in our circle of friends or family even. You know, there can be a lot of competition among family members. As I said to you, souls travel in groups through families. And so there have been many issues in families that have been picked up and not necessarily healed. Well, my friends, we're getting to the end of the show tonight. And if you wanted to talk to me, you better call in soon, because there won't be enough time shortly that we can work with your needs or desires. So since there's not someone on the line right now, I'd like to take a moment and talk about Mother's Day. Mother's Day is approaching. And what does your mother mean to you? And this woman that brought you into the world in this particular lifetime has probably been with you in the past. So what is this relationship that you hold with her? Is there love there? Are you on friendly terms? And is she still loving, living in this world with you? Or is it a loving relationship? This might be a good time to examine that connection. Sometimes things have happened in the past that really need to be healed. And this is the time to think about it, at least with the mother. Is there anything there that you need to address? And if she has crossed over to the other side, is there something that happened between the two of you that you feel needs to be healed? I do believe this is the time for healing, for us to heal all of our relationships in this lifetime and in others. Well, Lori, I'm glad you got in, sweetheart, because we're just about ready. Yeah, ready.
I know.
Tell me what you want, Lori.
Oh, I would like to hear about a past life, a significant one, that my guides might be willing or want me to know about.
That's always a noble thing. We do learn a lot from this.
Yes.
I'm following your voice, and I'm looking at that cloud that is around your body. And I see a very significant lifetime where you were a writer, a very significant writer here in the United States, an important writer. I'm trying to think, see the documents that you wrote. It was in very early America.
Wow.
And I can't seem to grasp that right now. They were on...
How interesting.
Is that something that you are interested in now?
Yes, I have written two books, so yes.
Oh, that's remarkable. So you've written two books. So tell me, what are these books about?
One of the books is about my experience, and then at the end of it, it goes through writing from three of my guides as messages to people. And then the other one was just a historical romance about my great-grandmother, or a historical novel about my great-grandmother during the Civil War.
That's very fascinating. As I said to you, this past lifetime, that is of significance. You were a writer then, too. So while...
Yeah.
I probably have 1 minute. I'm going to say this real fast.
Okay.
Oh, golly, I really wanted to talk to you about this because you were a writer in early America that had a great bearing on the continental United States, and it fits in with the other writing that you're doing now. All I can say to you, darling, is keep up the good work. And by the way, if you want more information about this, because you were a very famous personage here in the formation of the states, go and order one of those past lifetime on CarolynEvers.com on the left-hand side, and we can explore that in detail. We can probably take you to that lifetime so you can step right into that lifetime and be and participate in there again. And I'm sorry, we have one more person on the line. Who was that trying to get in? Elaine, thank you.
Elaine, yes.
BBS takes good care of us. Elaine, what can we do for you, sweetheart?
Well, I just wondered what my guides would point me to as a lifetime that is significant for this incarnation.
Do you communicate with your guides?
Not really. I don't know who they are. I reach out to them. I ask for help and for guidance.
That's good because they really want to work with you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you indeed.
You have some very strong guides. Who do you think the guides are? Who do you think our guides are? Let me ask you that question.
Archangel Michael for sure, and Mother Mary. Certainly those two. Maybe one of the founding fathers of the United States.
We have conference calls with Archangel Michael that I think you would enjoy. You might want to join those, and that is on the 2010 countdown.com. You can join those conference calls, and we do the Archangel Michael many times comes and leads those, along with Yeshua, and actually sometimes Mother Mary.
Yes. Yeshua, I certainly, he's certainly important on my life, in my life, rather. Yes, from the time I was young, yes.
And so is Mother Mary. You have a connection with her, you know.
Yes, I do know that. In fact, I realized, I was long grown, when I realized what my name means, my first and second names, the meaning of them is the light of Mary. So
you have a very strong connection with, you know, what I would suggest is that you go to carolynevers.com, order one of those past lifetimes and readings, and let's take you with Mother Mary. She's got a lot that she could tell you.
I'll bet she does. I'm looking for a job, and as soon as I get a new job, I would love to order one of those past life, you know. I'm in transition now, you know, I'm between jobs, and it's been a little scary.
I'm sure it is. It's very difficult.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Well, Darlene, it's good talking to you.
You
and
too.
Next week,
you
call
too.
In again. We're at the end of the show, and it's time to wrap up, but we'll come back and talk to you next weekend.
Very good. Thank you, Carolyn. Bless you. Have a blessed week.
You too, and think about your mother on Mother's Day and do something special for her.
I will. She's in spirit, but I will do something for her. Whatever comes to me.
Do that. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Carolyn.